A warning about the next item. Some parents or others listening in the company of young children will find it objectionably graphic and explicit, so tune away now. It's about Santa Claus. From one Chicago high school, holiday memories. Parents take heed. Kids, close your ears.
Man, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was about 9 years old, and it was on Christmas Eve, and I decided to stay up all night.
Probably in the second grade.
I was a child.
2 weeks before Christmas.
It was the winter of 96.
My parents were like, I'm sorry, but it's time for you to learn that Santa's not real. And I'm like, oh.
My parents took me to the store to buy all the presents and made me help them wrap all the presents.
I'm tipping down the hallway and I hear noise.
I saw my dad underneath the white beard and the red hat.
Bringing my Elmo that I wanted for Christmas, and she put it under the tree and I was watching her secretly.
I was on the block, right? And I was just playing cops and robbers with my friends. There was one kid that would always bother me and stuff, and I would be talking about Santa Claus, like, what are you gonna write to him? What are you gonna ask for, you know? And he's like, you still believe in Santa Claus? I was like, yeah, he's real, dude. And he would be like, nah, he's not real. Ask your parents. They're your parents that bring you the gifts. I was like, nah, that's not true. And I kept denying it.
And they're like, we thought you knew. And I was like, no, I just found out today. My friend told me. And they're like, oh, Eric.
She said Santa Claus, a make-believe man, should not get credit for her buying us her gifts.
I got so mad at her that I didn't even talk to her for a week because I was so mad.
Because I had my hopes up that I was going to see him that year.
And then I just told my brother just to kill it for him, too.
Anything else?
The Easter Bunny's a lie, too.
That story, which does not necessarily reflect the views of this program, was produced by Curie Youth Radio members Chris Flynn, Jasmine Gonzalez, and Portia Thomas, all seniors at Curie High School on Chicago's Southwest Side. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.